So it's Sunday the 18th of December. It's about coming up for about 9:30 in the morning. We've had some snow again, although not as overnight as forecast, but for a couple of hours this morning. So it's laid about an inch, I think, looking at it. I've been out with the dogs, and I've also been out and shoveled paths and the usual bits and bobs that I do just to kind of do my bit and keep the walkway and things in front of the house clear for people to walk on. And the sun has come out now and it's actually stopped snowing for a bit. The forecast is for it to start again later on today, so we'll see what happens. But at the moment it's doing the pretty thing of being very white and very sunny and casting lots of nice light through the trees and so on and so forth. So it's the bit of snow I think that most people like, rather than the bit that drives most people bats, which is all the disruption and, you know, problems and so on and so forth. In other news, hoping that Wilson is getting better. He's full of beans, so he seems fine, but he had his last antibiotic yesterday, so we just need to see whether that's done the trick or whether he'll need to go back and see the vet again. The vet didn't want to see him again if we thought the antibiotics had worked, but he did want us to take another sample in so that they could just test that everything was back to normal. Was planning to do that on Monday, but I have to now wait and see what the weather does, because the Vets is quite a tricky place to get to, and last time we had some snow like this, they actually didn't open, so I don't want to go all the way there if I can get there and find that they're shut because of the weather. But I didn't have to be anywhere in particular after he'd finished taking his antibiotics, just some time after, so we've got, you know, plenty of opportunity to do that. We'll see how we get on. Also quite pleased, this is the first weekend when I've not had to do something work related for quite a while. I've had various reports that I've had to work on, and I had a presentation that was work but not work, which I had to do last weekend. So I think the last probably 5 or 6 weekends I've had to do something work related over the weekend at some point. And that's, you know, been related to a build up to various things that have been going on, which have now all done and dusted. So I'm hoping that things will have calmed down a bit. I was writing a blog post last night saying I think I'm hoping I've got more time to write, more time to read, more time to do stuff on the allotment, and just generally more time to spend with the family. But it feels quite odd, because it feels like I should be sitting down in front of my laptop not to do any writing or anything like that, but I should be sitting down to actually to either log into my emails or to do some work, and I don't have to do that. It's quite strange, and I'm just sitting here now, having come in up from the snow shoveling, with Wilson, who's kind of jumping around on the furniture at the moment, trying to get my attention, which is very cute, but he's also trying to steal toys that don't belong to him. I've got the PlayStation on to play a game, and I've got a nice cup of coffee here, and it does feel quite odd, you know, sitting here recording this audio boo, knowing that I'm actually not going to be doing any work. Odd in a nice way, though. I think it would be very easy to kind of get into a rut where you ended up working 7 days a week, and, you know, every week, and resenting your job. I think nobody minds doing it for a little while when there are important things that need doing, but I wouldn't want to do it week in, week out with no kind of time to do other stuff. Even, you know, DIY stuff and things like that around the house have kind of taken a second row seat over the last few weeks, simply because there's not been the time to do them. I noticed this audio boot is just running up to 5 minutes. What I'm going to do is run it past 5 minutes. If I get cut off, and I'll know that my 10-minute slot... Oh, no, we've gone past the 5 minutes, so I presume I've still got my 10 minutes, which is grand. Because as you can see, I talk for more than 5 minutes. I've forgotten where I was now. Oh, yeah, just time to do stuff around the house. Although I was going to do some gardening this weekend if the weather had been good. But actually, at the moment, I can't see the garden because it's covered in white stuff. I'm having a PlayStation morning instead. We were hoping to have some friends come over and see us for lunch. I had a text from them earlier to say, not quite sure what we're going to do, wait and see what the weather does. I've texted back and said, well, you know, we can always reorganise that, so you don't need to, you know, put yourself at risk just to come and see us. We can do that any time. But, you know, obviously they're cool because they're the ones who've got to do the travelling, and the roads don't look too bad at the moment, but I'm, you know, not sure I would, if I didn't have to, would want to go out at the moment. It's interesting listening to other people's audio boos last night. Was listening to Alex's, and he's talking about he's got Gillian coming this weekend, and you could tell he was really looking forward to it by what he was saying, and he's also obviously looking forward to his holiday in Italy. He's talking about, you know, all of us getting together at some point, and I think that would be a fantastic idea. I was just trying to think, work out where the best place would be. I mean, everybody could obviously come to England, but I think that would end up being lots of people travelling a very long way. And for those who know what I do at work, racking up carbon emissions, which kind of goes against what I would call my kind of ethos. So I think we might have to, if we're going to do that, guys, we're going to need to try and work out where the places that we have to, all of us have to travel the least overall. And I think probably as there are less of us here in the UK than there are over in Mexico and the States, it might be that we have to come to you and do that. But that would be quite cool. Most people, in fact, I think all of the people's whose audio boos I listen to on a regular basis, bar about two or three, I've never actually met in real life. So that would be, yeah, that would be quite cool. Anyway, I'm wittering on. We're coming up for 8 minutes. And I haven't even started on my PlayStation game yet. So I'm going to wish you all a good weekend. Snow-free for those of you who don't want snow. And if you like the snow, well, I hope you're enjoying it. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.